I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A judge has denied a request to block Georgia's campus carry law. According to the AJC, Judge Kimberly Adams upheld the law that allows licensed gun owners to carry firearms in some areas of public college campuses. The injunction came from six Georgia professors who argued campus carry is dangerous and unconstitutional. Georgia's campus carry law allows firearms in some classrooms, at tailgating events, and student recreation centers. Georgia is one of only 10 states with campus carry laws. Katrina Taylor Parks, who served as Deputy Chief of Staff during the administration of former Mayor Kasim Reed, is scheduled to enter a guilty plea as part of the ongoing federal corruption investigation. Prosecutors say Parks conspired from 2011 to 2014 to accept bribes from a city vendor. They say she accepted thousands of dollars, and the vendor received tens of thousands of dollars for city contract work in return. Five other people have been charged in the investigation. Four have pleaded guilty and have been sentenced to prison. The National Defense Authorization Act that President Trump signed on Monday does not include language preventing the Department of Energy from spending money to end construction of the mixed oxide fuel fabrication facility at the Savannah Riverside Nuclear Reservation just outside of Augusta. The facility was intended to convert weapons-grade nuclear material into fuel for electric power generation plants. According to the Augusta Chronicle, a House Senate Conference Committee included a provision in the bill giving the Energy Secretary authority to end construction or to convert the facility to be used for another purpose, such as building triggers for nuclear bombs. The Georgia Supreme Court has declined to hear an appeal filed by a statehouse candidate disqualified over citizenship requirements. A Fulton County judge last month upheld Secretary of State Brian Kemp's removal of Maria Palacios from the ballot. Kemp said Palacios didn't meet a Georgia constitutional requirement that candidates be citizens of this state for 2 years. Palacios' lawsuit says she's lived in Georgia since 2009 and became a U.S. citizen in 2017. In a statement, the American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia said that the court's decision ignored the text of the Georgia Constitution. Palacios, who was born in Mexico, was the only Democrat running for a Gainesville area seat. Georgia's decades-long legal fight with Florida over water usage may get a little cheaper moving forward. The U.S. Supreme Court announced last week it appointed a new special master to oversee the case. Court records show Florida and Georgia have paid the old special master nearly $500,000 in legal fees between 2014 and 2017. But the new special master, Paul Kelly, is a federal judge, so he most likely will not charge similar fees for his work. In the final decision of the term, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to have the special master focus on five questions about water use in the next round of the case. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves beat Miami 10-6 last night as rookie Ronald Acuna Jr. became the youngest player in Major League Baseball history to homer in five straight games. The Braves finish up the series with the Marlins tonight at 7:35 p.m. The Braves are now 2 games ahead of the Phillies in the NL East. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.